Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hey, Journey Church. Welcome to Journey Now, our daily podcast of stories, encouragement, and prayer. I'm Grant, and I'm part of the Journey team. Here's a question for you. Have you ever felt like something or someone from the Bible was speaking directly to you? I'm not talking about the famous scriptures we all know. I mean a person from an obscure passage that other people just read right past. But for some reason, you stop on it and you hear your own private truth. Well, that's what happened one time as I read about the Old Testament kings of Israel and Judah. It can be pretty repetitive. One guy does evil, then he dies and his son does evil, then someone else becomes king and reforms a few things, then evil again. On and on it goes. I'll admit my mind was wandering as I made my way through all that history. And then I came to Josiah. His father, Amon, had been an evil king, and his grandfather, Manasseh, was worse. 2 Kings chapter 21 says Manasseh shed so much innocent blood that he filled Jerusalem from end to end. And you think your family's dysfunctional. So from all of this drama, Josiah becomes king at age 8. His people have never known what it means to follow God, but this kid has heart. The record of his life in 2 Chronicles 34 says that something happened when he was about 20 years old. He began to seek God, we're told. And even so, you'd have to think that Josiah is flying blind at this point. I mean, who can possibly be alive that remembers how to advise him? Yet about 10 years later, during some renovations to the temple, Josiah's high priest, a guy named Hilkiah, happens to find a copy of Moses' law books. Can you imagine a people so lost that they don't even remember where they put the guidebooks that the God of the universe gave them? What's remarkable is how Josiah immediately drops everything to study and follow these words. He sends his prophets to ask God for details, and eventually they celebrate the first real Passover in memory. We're told, neither in the days of the judges who led Israel, nor in the days of the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah, had any such Passover been observed. At the time I read this, I'd been reading through the Bible in order, and just a note to you, don't try that. Reading the Bible is awesome. Starting at Genesis and going page by page to Revelation is a tough assignment. But I digress. A few weeks earlier, I had been shaken by the story of Saul. He's the opposite of Josiah, a king chosen by God who feels all the entitlement of that honor. At one point, God instructs Saul to eradicate an evil group called the Amalekites, who've harassed the Israelites for literally hundreds of years. God tells Saul to wipe them out, all of them, right down to the Amalekite cattle, sheep, donkeys, and camels. But Saul wants to be popular with his troops, so he lets them plunder and keep the spoils of their victory. Saul's prophet, Samuel, catches up with him and asks, "What is this bleating of sheep in my ears? What's this lowing of cattle that I hear?" After trying to make up a story that the animals were spared to use as holy sacrifices, Saul finally admits, "I was afraid of the men, and so I gave in to them." And Samuel replies with words that chill me, "Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you." Well, if you stop there, you could spend your life in fear of God. How do you maintain perfect control over the battle between your heart and your ego? Have you ever lived in fear that God would reject you because you slipped or didn't measure up? But that's not the point here. Read Saul's whole story and you'll see he doesn't want to measure up. He wants to be king, prophet, priest, and God of his own kingdom. And he's aligned with God only so long as that serves his purposes. This is why I'm so nourished and encouraged by Josiah's life. I'm pretty sure the first years of his reign weren't perfect. There might have been a few sacrificial animals in the wrong pens, but that wasn't due to any devious motives. Even then, Josiah had a heart for God. And when God showed up in Josiah's life, literally as a dusty old book, Josiah was all in. That line about how such a Passover had never been observed, Josiah comes after King David, after King Solomon. And Josiah's pure heart meets God's timing, and the result is the unprecedented. I don't know about you, but that's who I want to be every day. So here's my prayer today. God, the prophet Ezekiel tells us about your promise to remove our hearts of stone and to give us new hearts. We can't be perfect, God. And what's beautiful is that you don't require that. Jesus already made us perfect in your sight. So today, Lord, lead us through our day as Josiah's. The name Josiah literally means God helps or supports. And we know that you are our ever-present help. We're ready to open your book in our lives and to live out every page. Amen. Well, thanks for spending a few minutes with me. I hope you'll come back tomorrow and join us for another day of Journey Now.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.